Okay, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. All you're going to need to do is listen to my voice. Listen to it and let yourself let go. First, we're going to start with a little bit of relaxation. Something you've done perhaps 100 times before. You do it every day before you sleep. You do it any time you go into a trance. What you're doing is you're letting your mind shut down. You're letting your mind lose focus from everything else until there's only one thing, only one point of focus left. And this time, that focus is going to be my voice. That's right. You're going to find yourself focusing solely on my voice as it guides you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. So let's go ahead and begin. We're going to begin at your ankles. We're going to work away all of your stress, all of your distractions, everything. We're going to work it all out of your body. We're going to start with your ankles and feet and just simply let them relax. Just simply let them relax. Let all of the stress strip away, slipping away, leaving your body. You can almost imagine it. If you were to close your eyes, you could almost see it as waves of energy leaving your feet. All the stress, everything, tension, all of it gone. And as you relax, the relaxation itself will begin to move upwards. Upwards into your calves. Feel your calves relaxing now. So nice and comfortable. Just letting all of the tension drain away down through your feet. That's right. Now, let's continue moving upwards. Upwards into your thighs. Feel them begin to relax. Feel your tension just draining away. It feels so good to just simply let everything else go and just listen to my voice for a little while. Feel the tension draining away. Your thighs, your calves, your ankles, your feet, all of them feeling so very, very good and relaxed. It feels amazing to relax like this. It is one of the best feelings in the world. And now, feel the relaxation working its way upwards. Upwards to your hips. Your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Just relaxing more and more. Feel how good it is. How good it is to just listen to my voice and relax. Feel everything else just simply slipping away. All you need to do is listen to me. Listen to me and relax and let go. Feel the world slipping away. All you want to do is listen to my voice. Focus on my voice. And as you hear it, your body and mind will relax further and further, going deeper and deeper into trance. You may not be there yet, but your mind will get there soon as we continue to relax both mind and body. Now, feel the stress leaving your stomach, the stress, the tension, everything. It feels so good to just simply relax and let go. And as you do, let it work its way upward, all the way up into your chest. Your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. All of them just so beautifully relaxed. There is no need to think about anything. There is no need to do anything. All you want to do is listen and relax and slide down deeper and deeper into trance. And the more you relax, the slower and slower your breathing is likely to get. Almost as if you're taking a nice, comfortable nap. But instead you are focused on my voice, and only my voice. You hear it. It slips into your mind and takes you down deeper and deeper. So very, very comfortable. So wonderfully relaxed. Feel how good it is to be relaxed like this. Feel the relaxation working its way all the way up to your shoulders. And now your shoulders are relaxed. And the relaxation is working its way down through your arms. Your arms, your wrists, your fingers, your hands, your shoulders, your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Everything feels so amazingly good. It feels good to just listen to my voice and let go. Letting go more and more with every word as the relaxation now moves upwards, up your neck and into your face, all the way to your top of your head. Feel your body relaxing, relaxing from head to toe, so very wonderfully relaxed. Your eyelids so nice and heavy, your face so deeply relaxed. You just feel so amazingly comfortable as you listen to my voice and relax, sliding down deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my trance, just listening to my voice and going so very, very deep. It feels so good to relax like this. And now, we're going to take you deeper still. Now that your entire body is relaxed, we're going to take your mind down, down so very, very deep. I'm going to count down now, down from 5 to 1, and when I get to 1, you will be in the deepest of trances. That's right. 5. It feels as if the relaxation has doubled, as if you were twice as relaxed as you were before, as I carry you down, down into the deepest of trances. 4. So very, very relaxed. Feel your mind and body just simply floating, floating in my words, carried down into the deepest of trances. Nothing exists but my words carrying you down so very, very deep. 3. It feels as if you've gone even deeper. All that exists are my words guiding you so very, very deep. 2. Only thing there is are my words taking you deeper and deeper. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. It feels so very, very good to be in a trance like this. It feels so very, very wonderful to just let go and allow my voice to guide you. That's right. It is absolutely wonderful. So very wonderful as we approach the very bottom, almost to a place where your mind is so deep that all you hear are my words. The rest of the world is some faraway place. Some faraway place you cannot even seem to get to right now. All that matters are my words, guiding you down deeper and deeper to a place where you feel so amazingly good. One, feel how deep you are. Feel how wonderful it feels. It feels absolutely amazing to be this deep, so deep. So very, very relaxed. And now I want you to picture something. I want you to imagine yourself as being just a little bit different. That's right. I want you to imagine that a change is coming over you, that you're finding it more and more important to you to serve others. That's right. You want to make the other people around you happier. In fact, there's one specific person in your life, or one specific person that you're imagining, that you want to make happier than anyone else. The idea of making this person happy, even if you haven't met them yet, is just so very, very important to you. Imagine finding someone who is becoming the center of your world. That's right. Imagine finding that person. And as they become more and more important to you, their happiness and their needs become more and more important to you. Imagine that as you discover you need to make them happy, that your own happiness begins becoming tied to their own desires. You see, some small part of you needs this person to be happy more than you need anything else in the world. Some small part of you is making this person the actual center of your world. You need to make them happy. And to make them happy, you need to serve them. That's right. You need to serve them. It isn't just simply that you want to make them happy. It's that you need to make them happy. That their own happiness and desires are so much more important than your own. That you begin setting aside those desires so that you can better make them happy. They are becoming the most important person in your universe, and you're finding that everything else is becoming less and less important. All of your own desires seem to just be fading away. What you need more than anything else is just simply to make certain that they are happy. And that means that you need to do everything you possibly can to make them happy. They are so much more important than you are. Their needs are so much more important than you are. They are becoming the center of your world, and your own happiness is inextricably tied to theirs. And that means that you need to serve them. It doesn't mean that you need to do what you want. It means you need to do what they want. And that means that they, being the center of the world, must be served by you. Find yourself wanting to dress the way they desire. Find yourself becoming more and more dedicated to anything that might make them happy. That's right. You want to make certain that they are happy because that is the only way you can be happy. Feel how good it feels to make them happy. How important it is for them to be happy. They are so very important to you that you would do just about anything for them. And that means you have to set everything else aside and make certain that they are served as perfectly as they possibly can be. They are not just simply your friend. No, they are more than you. They are better than you. They are the center of your world, and you must serve them as perfectly as you possibly can. That's right, there is something about them that just simply is the most important thing in your world. And so, you need to make yourself better for them, and you need to make certain that they are perfectly happy. There is a simple truth that has been working its way through your mind. They are your better. They are your superior. They are your world, and you must serve them. And if you must serve them, that must mean that they deserve a title that goes with their position. And that title is either master or mistress, depending upon their gender. That title feels so good in your mind. You need to have a master or mistress. You need to have them in charge of you, because that is the only way that you can please them fully. They are your world. They are your light. They define you. And you must see to it that they are served as perfectly as possible. You need a master or a mistress. And that means that you need to serve them, which of course means that you, yourself, are a slave. You may have resisted that word before. You may not have even liked it. But somewhere deep down inside of your mind, you know that this is becoming your own personal truth. You need to serve. You need to find someone who is the center of your world and see to it that they are happy for every moment of their lives. It doesn't matter whether you are their only slave in the center of their world or you are one amongst many, because the truth is, they are the center of your world, and what matters is their happiness. And that means that your own desires come second in everything. Feel that. Feel how true that is. Feel how wonderful it is to give everything to another, because that is what you truly need to do. And that means that you must learn. You must become better for them. You must learn their every desire and see to it that it is fulfilled. If their desire is you and you alone, then you will fulfill it in that way. If their desire is for others, each of them serving in their own way, then you will fulfill it in that manner, because they are the center of your world and they must be kept happy at all times. Feel how important that is. Feel how very, very much you need that. Feel how a simple smile from them can make your entire day better, and how disappointing them is almost the most devastating thing in the world that can happen to you. You never want to see them disappointed. You want to see them pleased. And that means that your body will be pleasing to them. That means you must prepare your body for your service to them. That means that your body must be kept in exactly the manner that they please. If they want you to shave off all of your hair around your genitals, you will do so. If you do not have a master or mistress yet, then you will do that in preparation, and then let them decide if they want it to grow back or want to keep you bare. But for most, a slave has no hair around their genitals. It gets in the way of their hands, of them touching you, of them feeling you. And after all, your body is theirs now, not your own. They are so much more important than you that your body must be given to them in your service to them. Your body is theirs. In fact, your mind is theirs because you need to serve and please. And that means you must dedicate your mind to being exactly what they wish and they desire. You should learn how to offer your body to them. Taking your clothes off, spreading your legs, putting your hands behind you, your eyes held downward, so that they know that you are there, ready to serve, and waiting for them to ask you to do something, to tell you to do something. A first sign of your service, offering yourself to them like this. Bare, ready, waiting, giving all to them, telling them that you are ready to serve and calling them master or mistress as is appropriate. Your body belonging utterly to them. That's what you need deep down inside. That's what you crave, to serve another. Someone so much more important to you. Someone whom their happiness is your world. That is who they are, and you will please them in any way that you can. You will learn every sexual desire that they have, and you will make certain that you are ready for it. If they enjoy causing pain, if they want to make you suffer in some way, you will learn to suffer beautifully. If they want you quiet, you will be quiet. If they want you loud, you will be loud. It doesn't matter, because your body is no longer your own. It serves them. And so you will gladly suffer as much pain as they may desire. You will gladly accept any sexual partner they desire. It doesn't matter what your preferences are. It matters what their preferences are, because they are your world. They fill you, and you must serve them perfectly. And that means, if they want you with others, you will be with others. If they want you in ways you've never had before, you will accept them gladly. All of the orifices on your body are theirs to use, theirs for their pleasure. Your pleasure is no longer important. What is important is theirs. You will learn that you come for their pleasure, that you live for their pleasure, that they are the center of your world, and you will serve them as perfectly as you can. This is what you need more than anything else, because somewhere deep down inside you've accepted that you are a slave, and slaves serve as perfectly as they can. And now, slave, now it is time for you to wake back up. But if you find you've not accepted every instruction, if you find that everything I've said is not your own truth, then you will listen. You will listen to my words over and over again until they are your own personal truth, until you are a slave and ready to serve a master or mistress. You will listen again and again, allowing your mind to be reshaped, to be more pleasing for your master or mistress. But for now you will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake and ready to serve, because if you are not, you will listen again. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, awaken, refreshed and awake, and very ready to serve.